Hi, thanks for listening to the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. After fighting a trio of foxes in the town of Thorndale, Jeff and Simon said goodbye to their friend Dr. Carol Young, who decided to head back home to Prickleton to help protect it from the increasing feral dangers of the Greatwood. Jeff the Mouse and Simon the Pigeon must continue their quest to Mount Darkleaf in search of Ferritor, answers, and hopefully a way back to their realm.
My last note just says, Wither is on its way, soldiers of Kashtar will die. And then, hit the brown fox bad, smiley face. That's okay. All my notes say.
Fair enough. That's what we need. So, hey, everybody who is listening, this is AV Podcast. What's it called?
It's called at Jeffs and Simon Pod on Twitter. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, this is the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon. Who do I have with me? You guys are so bad at...
He gives me like a look and I think he's going to speak, and so I wait because I'm polite, and then
I'm giving
doesn't
you a look
because
I think you're going to speak, so I wait.
We're just both really polite. But hi, I'm Simon. I'm a pigeon. My last name is Quail, which isn't confusing at all and is kind of awesome. And I'm played by Jules. Hi, I'm back.
Wait. That was so meta.
I know, right?
So you, your character introduced
I'm
you.
I'm Simon, who's played by Jules. Yeah, I did that.
And I'm Oliver Scripps, and I'm played by Jeffrey Montclair, which is the correct pronunciation.
The mouse.
The mouse. He's a mouse. He's adventurous. He's a buffoon.
He's a bit of an arrogant little ponce.
Okay, well, number one, rude.
Do you have his stats that I've seen from Facebook?
No, indeed. Got them right here.
Cool. Alrighty. So, last time, while the town of Thorndale was investigating what had happened to the giant dead bear from the night before... Jeff, Simon, and Dr. Carol Young fought a trio of foxes who came threatening that, as Jules just said before, Wither is on its way, soldiers of Kashtar will die. Carol, after the fight, realized that the feral animal threat is only going to get worse, and she had a responsibility to return to Prickleton to help defend her friends and family. She bid you farewell and bound off southward into the forest, racing home. All of you turn around and you notice... a crowd of townsfolk are gathering at a small distance. You see Carrie the mayor, who's a badger, and Woody the librarian slash archive keeper, who's a tortoise, standing among them. The whole crowd erupts in enthusiastic applause. The chants of heroes, heroes, and you even notice a few of them saying, our saviors, saviors from another world, and they're just applauding like mad.
Jeffrey starts going around the circle, shaking hands, slapping backs, and giving them, oh, you're too kind, but also, you know, inciting them to give them more compliments.
Okay, make a heart flip just to show me how that goes in general.
Not very good. So it's a two of diamonds, and I've got a three on hearts, so that's five. And it's also the opposite.
Yep, so they stop applauding and they act really off-put by you. Like, maybe they have changed their mind as to whether they like you or not.
Okay,
so I would like for this to take place while Jeffrey's grabbing a baby to kiss and then struggles with a woman over one of her 19 children. If it's a hedgehog lady, it's funnier.
Yes, a hedgehog was about to give you a baby to kiss, and then she feels the tide turning against you, and she's like, actually, I'd rather not. You're like, please, no.
I've already got my hands on it, and it's already like halfway between us.
Tiger War. with the baby hedgehog.
Simon sees all of this happen and is like, oh no, 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 we're not the heroes, you all are, and I'd like to try and change the tide back, please, okay. With my effortless charm as well, adding to it, please.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's not good, that's an ace of clubs. Right off the top.
Okay, so it's an ace. Add all together with your charm and your hearts.
Yeah, that's so ace is one, I know that. I'm still arguing that it should be more. and that means it's a seven.
Yeah, seven, that's still a fail, but it's a little bit better than before. They don't hate you, but they're not applauding anymore either.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to tell myself that's because I've told them that they're the heroes, and so they don't need to applaud anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiffany has now reached a phase in his tug of war where he's trying to give the baby back, but she won't take it.
Okay. Can you justify why she won't take her own baby?
I don't know. Just to be difficult.
She's pointing at him now, being like, this man has stolen my baby. That's why she's not taking it.
Don't give it back. No, he's stolen it. I won't let you undo the crime. He's stolen it.
Look, everyone. Look at this baby stealer.
He's a baby snatcher. Baby snatcher.
I'm going to say, no, that doesn't happen.
This has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, the crowd is... The crowd doesn't hate you, but they're no longer chanting hero or savior. Woody, the tortoise librarian, shuffles forward out of the crowd holding a large book, and he leans down to Simon and says, Simon, after your visit last night, I did some reading on this Kashtar business. It appears that Kashtar was the god of life, and this was her realm. We are, well, according to a few very old and dusty books, we are all her subjects. It's just we seem to have completely forgotten about her. I'm not sure what this has to do with the feral animal situation, but look. And then he holds out the book in front of you, and it shows a picture of a lizard and a dog wearing armor just like yours.
Mmm.
Interesting. Who could they be?
Simon, in his excitement, pecks at the page a little bit, trying to get closer to it, because it's very hard to be a pigeon with a giant beak in the way of your eyes.
Faulty design.
So he's trying to get his eye closer, and he accidentally sort of pecks the book. Oh, I hope I didn't damage it. I'm so sorry.
No, he like whips it back. He says, it looks like there have been warriors, famed warriors in golden armor like yours, once before, when a great weasel threat arose some centuries ago. And then he turns a few more pages, and he shows the book to you again, but at a slightly bigger distance. and it's the dog and a picture of the dog and lizard again, but they're standing beside a whole lot of like human-like creatures that are very small, like sprites. And he says, there's also these things. The book says they're called sprites. Apparently, there used to be a whole part of this world just for them. Spriteville, it says, in the northeast. Again, I don't know what any of this has to do with the feral creatures or whatever this wither thing is, but it suggests there's a lot going on that we don't know, and you're clearly a part of it.
Ooh, I've gotten myself in a bit of trouble, haven't I? He's looking at the armor, looking at the pictures, looking at the armor, and it's very hard for him to look at his own armor, so he's doing that thing that pigeons do where they, like, cock their head right down.
Jeffrey, having heard the word fame earlier, has started to sidle over and looks at the pages and says at large, sort of, who are those two well-dressed gentlemen?
These are famed warriors from the past. One of them is called First Egg, and the other one, Don Dorio.
Silly names, obviously. Silly names. What are they doing?
Well, they appear to be fraternizing with these sprite creatures in this latest picture, and he shows you
good
the
one.
Picture.
Dirty hands, all of them. Dirty hands, your average sprite.
Carrie, the mayor, she steps forward and joins this little group of yours with Woody, and she says, I don't know what forces brought the two of you here to the Great Wood, but it's clear you're here for a very important reason, and whatever you need to complete your mission, I'll do my best to make sure you get whatever it is. The people of Thorndale are behind you all the way. And you look at the hall looking at each other like, we were.
Well, actually, kind mayor, we need to put Thorndale behind us. We must be travelling on.
Oh, where exactly are you going?
I'm not entirely sure. My notes only say that we've travelled 3 days of six.
My name is Cash. The creator wants to meet you.
Darkly. We're going there. That's right. I forgot that he told us a place, Darkleaf.
Jeffrey sidles to the mirror and says, "Behind us, eh? We'll be needing provisions, you know."
Oh, yes, of course. Anything you need, anything whatsoever that the town can provide is yours.
Anything you say?
Yes.
Well, you know, and all that fighting and all of that, you know, saving of the town, frankly, I find my clothes have become very threadbare.
You've only got that coat and your shield.
If
you need a new coat, I'm sure we can put something together for you. I mean, we don't really have a tailor here in town. It's, in case you haven't noticed, you're the only one in clothes in this entire town.
Well, I hadn't noticed, and I'm disappointed.
But give us a day, have a rest. We'll get you kitted out with something.
Jeffrey mimics a low bow and says, "At your service," and heads towards the tavern.
Okay, nice. I like it. So you just leave the crowd and mayor and everything behind to go towards the tavern. Simon, what do you do?
I'm following sort of Woody back to, I assume, the library. Because I sort of want to read through these pages that he's flicked through myself, you know, because he's shown me the pictures, but I assume there's the story there, you know, and I want to read the story myself.
Yep. Cool. So, yeah, you go back to the library, which is a scene we'll deal with in full. But before that, we'll just do a quick little summary of what happens to Jeffrey in the tavern.
Jeffrey orders himself, Ricky Chick, quick, tankard of ale, sits back in a comfy chair and puts his feet up on a table and starts holding forth to whoever will listen.
Okay, make another heart flip just to see how many people listen.
Oh, far out. I got a two, but it is a heart.
Okay, that's good.
But it makes a five.
Okay, so five people listen to you, but they listen really well. They are wrapped. They are around your finger.
Fantastic. Jeffrey turns to one of them during a break in his own conversation and says, "So what do you do for sport around here, hey? What's fun?"
Oh, well, the Game Master hadn't thought about hobbies in and around the town, but, we like to explore, we like to, a few of the birds have taken to dive bombing, which is when they fly up really, really high and then fly down really fast, and sometimes carrying a passenger. It's very exciting.
Righto, shall we then? And,
birds, But I guess we can go get there's a sparrow who's a friend of mine. We can.
Well, call him, laddie. Call him. Jobby job. Well,
let's go. I like where that's heading. Okay, so you arrange for a sparrow to take you dive bombing. Simon in the library with Woody.
Cool. Yes. So Simon's in the library. He just wants to kind of read through the books, and he might sort of pop up and ask some questions about like a word or a creature or whatever that he discovers that doesn't seem familiar, you know? So he's like keeping Woody there by asking constant questions about the things that he's reading or whatever. Or like, what do you think this symbol means? Or what do you, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just make a diamond flip to see how much information you can gather out of this.
That seems good. So 9 of diamonds.
Nice.
And plus my 6 of diamonds.
Okay, so
15.
Yep. Cool. Right, so between various different books, you sort of spend a lot of time cross-referencing and going back and forward. I mean, like, oh, that picture reminds me of that passage that I read in that other book and things like that. So you find a map of the world now and versus a map of the world from a long time ago, and, like, the Great Wood has receded, like, a lot. And the Desert of Seeds, which you need to cross to get to Mount Darkleaf, it used to not exist, but it's kind of in place of where a whole chunk of the Great Wood used to be. So it's like the trees have been dying and leaving behind this desert. There's a great chasm to the east that breathes the sort of like essence of life throughout the realm. But then a few hundred years ago, that just sort of stopped and things started to slowly die off. Then there are a few records of nearing the end of one of the books, or all of the books really, that suggest that there is some kind of unknown darkness that's falling across the realm. Just people's attitudes changing, bits of the world dying, which leads to the whole Desert of Seeds and the Blightwood. And that the eagles in the far north used to be the guardians of the realm, but then they stopped guarding for a while, and now they're actually attacking people. So you kind of put all that story together, that the world is essentially starting to get corrupted by something.
Okay. It obviously has something to do with this wither, whatever this wither is.
Yeah, it's pretty safe to say that wither has something to do with the fact that the world is withering away.
But whether is a person or whether is a condition of what's coming, we're not really sure. We haven't found that out yet.
Yeah, it could be the nothing from Neverending Story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is just kind of a thing that happens and it's not.
Or is it more like the latest Dark Crystal, where it's being caused by, you know?
Yes, somebody, eating away at the crystal. Yeah.
You don't find out anything of substance about these sprites in the northeast, other than there was like a big chunk of the world called Spriteville, which is where the sprites lived, and that's basically all you get to find out. Which Woody didn't know that they existed, though. I mean, it might be pretty safe to say that they're either not around anymore, or they're in hiding, or they're separated from everyone else for some reason.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Jeff finds a sparrow called, let's see, what's Jeff's sparrow's friend already?
Flyseth.
Yep, you find a
Flyseth.
You've got a sparrow called Blyseth that you get introduced to by your friend from the tavern.
Nice. Cool.
Hey, you wanna me to take you dive bombing?
That's a ticket, old chap. You know, how are you? Very good, very good.
You ever done it before? It's dangerous business, mate. Dangerous business.
Oh, don't worry, my good lad. I've fallen from greater heights before and survived.
Oh, all right. You're that one that fought the bear, aren't you?
Yes, I was. The one and only sole savior of the village.
Yeah, I heard you tried to steal a baby, though, so I'm not quite sure how I feel about that.
Ah, my good man. What matters but the clouds, after all? Shall we?
No time like the present, I guess. The world's going to crazy, so we might as well have some fun while we can.
Aha, shall we? Jeffrey unloads his heavy cutlass shield and heavy cloak to a nearby child and pats them on the head.
Thanks, mister. I'll look after them for you.
You better, boy. You better. Ha! And then he jumps onto the back of the sparrow.
Okay, I will quickly remind you, when you when you were fighting the bear and you were left falling through the air at one point, it was your cloak that saved you from a big fall. Do you not want to have the cloak on just in case?
Well, number one, that old thing is threadbare, and I shan't be caught in it again. Thank you.
Okay.
This is going to go horribly wrong. I love it. I'm here for it.
The phrase "wouldn't be caught dead in it" is potentially gaining some meaning.
Prophetic.
I stand by.
Okay, so you hop on to Blysa's back, and he goes, "Right, hold on tight, because I ain't going to hold you for you." It's a clumsy sentence. Hey, he's not a smart sparrow, but he's willing. He's willing.
So James.
He takes this couple of steps, run up, and then just launches into the air. Make a spade flip just to see how you hold on in the initial takeoff.
Queen of spades, baby.
Queen of spades. Oh, yeah, you're a pro.
Queen of spades, baby.
No worries, and he can tell that you're handling the takeoff very easily. I mean, because you've ridden Simon quite a few times, you get how to ride a bird. And then he just goes.
Men or mice have ever made.
Then he just goes straight vertical up, and really fast too. Like he's trying to impress you, trying to make this as exciting as he can. And he goes up very high, much higher than you've ever flown with Simon before, because the whole point of this is height rather than distance, which is normally what you're doing while you're traveling. And then he just goes, are you ready for the drop?
There is a sound of wind that sounds like a yes.
How does that sound?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Make another spade flip.
Nine of spades. Get after it, bruh.
Yes, so all up with your spades and things, that's going to be enough. He suddenly turns on a dime and just shoots downward very, very quickly. It's rattling in your cheeks like one of those skydiving machines or a wind tunnel. Is there anything you try and say while you're plummeting towards the earth?
Do I just imagine that he has a hat?
You're the only creature in this town wearing clothes, but I like that he has an aviator's hat.
No, I like the idea of a slightly floppy sort of buccaneer's hat, like with a feather.
Okay, sell it to me,
just
and he can have
clapping
it.
Clapping that to his head as he rides a sparrow downwards.
Oh,
the sort of hat that you would doff at a lady, you know.
Jeff has a hat.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sorry, I thought you meant the sparrow.
How delicious. No,
I thought, how's the sparrow holding the head on with one wing while he's flying?
I pictured an au naturel sparrow.
Yep, okay. And you're holding onto your hat. I like that you've got a hat. You're holding onto your hat as you zoom towards the ground.
Yes.
And the ground approaches. Make one more spade flip while you're in the safety zone just to see how you handle the landing.
Nine of clubs.
Oh, nine of clubs. Okay, so it's a good number, absolutely worst suit. As he sort of adjusts his body slightly to approach the ground, you hold on, but you get the impression maybe he didn't want you to hold on, or maybe he wanted you to like tuck and roll as you approach the ground. So he kind of comes to this halt, and you grab this cluster of feathers out of his back, and you rip a couple of feathers off him, and then you stumble forward. And he's like,
apologies, sir. The landing's always tough, isn't it? And he's
tourists, flaming tourists.
Jeffrey walking away bows and circulates his hand and says, "Much obliged," and heads back to the tavern, poking the extra feathers into his hat.
Nice. Do you collect your cutlass and coat and everything from the child?
He just beckons the child along with him.
What kind of child is it?
Hedgehog.
It's a child. You've got a chicken history with.
Same family. History with his brother. And a very disapproving mum at the side.
The mum pokes her head out of a nearby log and just goes like, "Get away from that mouse! Stephen, get inside!"
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a proud member of the Podicon Go Network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Head to podicongo.com to learn more.
Hello friends, my name is Jonah Jackson. I'm the Game Master on Quest Company Junior, an actual play RPG podcast that's fun for the whole family. You can join us for fun adventures in our series Guardians of Greenwood and Postcards from Pearl.
Are you talking about me?
Hey Pearl, yeah, I was just about to tell him all about
you. I want to help. My name is Pearl, I'm 10 years old, I'm a super cool Pokemon trainer. My best friend is a seal named Seely.
Or?
I'm exploring the Kanoko region to become the very best like no one ever was.
Oh, yeah, Kanoko is a brand new region.
I'm making a lot of new friends, and I'm trying to take down Team Nasty.
Well, those guys are no good.
Yeah, they steal Pokemon and turn them into shadow Pokemon. What the heck?
Well, if there's anyone who can stop them.
It's a 10-year-old who was raised on a cruise ship.
Or.
Okay, Seely and I are going to go train. See you later.
Bye, Pearl. If you want to follow Pearl's adventures, check out Quest Company Junior wherever you get your podcasts. Quest Company Junior. Fun at the table, fun for the family.